सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो
नमो महापदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वृंदाये तुलसीदेव्यै प्रियायै केशवस्य च कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदे देवी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
All the outlines of Manashiksha. Those who want to develop their Krishna consciousness, they should certainly follow Upadeshamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami. And this Manashiksha of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. रूप रघुनाथ पदे जार आश चैतन्य चरितामृत कहे कृष्णदास इन एवरी चैप्टर इन द एंड ही हैज टोल्ड लाइक दिस दैट इज हू हैव टेकन द शेल्टर ऑफ लोटस फीट ऑफ द रूप एंड रघुनाथ दे विल सर्टेनली डेवलप देयर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस otherwise they will stop there. So the main object of the song which he Gyan Das Prabhu did kirtan is that Rupa Raghunath Pade Prahum or Ash Prathana Kare Sada Narottam Das. What? Vishay Chariya Kabe Suddha Ave Man Kabe Ami Herabi Siddha. When a glorious day will come to me that I will be in Vrindavan and I will see real Vrindavan, that Vrindavan Sachidan
transcendental
Vrindavan. When we go there we don't have eyes to look Vrindavan transcendental. But when Nityananda Prabhu will have his mercy upon us, then we will be. And when the lust of dust of lotus dust of Larupa and Raghunath will come on our head and we will take bath, then we will see. And we will realize what is there, the abject main object of the life is there. For which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here. Rupa has come here. They are called Rupanuga Vaishnava. Rupanuga Vaishnava. How you will be a bona fide devotee? He has told in first slok, second slok, third slok I will tell in very brief, and then very nitpally slok I will tell after that. Nadharmam nadhargam nadharmam sutigna nirittam kulukuru brjai radha krishna prasuru paricharyam hitam sachisunam Nandiswar Patisul Tattve Guru Varam Mukunda Prishtattve Smara Parama Jasranunu Mana. Nadharmang Nadharmang. A man can shed his life, maintain his life, only by doing, following dharma and get up on adharma. The teachings which are helpful for us to maintain our life and to do bhajan are called dharma, religion. And these are not favorable for our maintaining life and to do devotional services. These are called adharma. No? So it has all been written in our epics, Ved, Upanishad, Shruti, Ramayana, Mahabharata, everywhere. But he is telling that I am not going to follow the teachings of dharma and what to not to do and what to do, what has been written in Vedas. O mind, you should try to go in the very developed association, Vaishnava association, and try to listen Harikatha from them, and then you will be qualified to do the service of divine pair, Shishi, Radha, Krishna, Jugal, Kishore, Kishore. Otherwise not. What are we doing now? It will not take us to Raja. It will not take to Vaikuntha also, what we are doing now, so many things. Sometimes in life, it may be that we can tell, we can utter namabhas Hare Krishna, not real, not pure Hare Krishna. All the chanting with offenses. We are doing so much offenses, but we think that, we are bona fide Vaishnava. You should not think like so. You should think like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. If you want to develop your mind, your Krishna consciousness, be humble as grosses, more than that. Otherwise you will not have. So he is telling that if you want to be in Braja and to serve Radha Krishna, you should know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is Nandiswarpati Sutatve. He is the son of Brajandanandan Shyam Sundar. You should not take that Krishna is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. He is Dwarkadhish. You should not take. He is Mathuresh. You should not take. All this keep in mind. That Sachi Nandan Gaurhari is Krishna himself. And my Gurudev, Mukunda Prashthatve Smara. My Gurudev is so near and dear, beloved to Mukunda. Who is Mukunda? Who is Mukunda? We should know. The person he gives us salvation is Mukunda. Muktim dadati iti Mukunda. Those who give mukti is Mukunda. But here is not that meaning. Another meaning. Mukti sukham kokutsatam kritva paramanandam dadati iti Mukunda. Second meaning. Mukti is a very bad thing. Says what? Bahut gandhi cheez hai.
Very cheap.
No.
Dirty thing.
Very dirty thing. Like a poison. It is a poison mukti. So we should think that mukti is like a poison. So the person, not person bulk, the highest supreme personality of Godhead, वो हमारे हृदय में ये बतला देता है कि ये मुक्ति अत्यंत घृणित है.
He tells us in our heart that mukti is the dirtiest thing.
Dirtiest. And gives premanandam. Moreover, he gives premanandam. He is mukunda. And moreover, the meaning from the gopis that mukham kundayu prasuprutitam, the face of Krishna is so beautiful, more than kunda pushpa. You know kunda pushpa?
Kunda flower.
Kunda flower. Always. But
blossom.
And so sweet, so fragrant, so beautiful, like kunda, always smiling and smiling. His Mukunda Prishthatva. His Mukunda and the Dash of Mukunda is Mukunda Prishthatva. So we should know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna. Having the beauty and mood of Krishna, he has become Gaur. And we should know that our Gurudev is the most dear, beloved servant of Shama and Shyam, both.
Radha and Krishna.
So, thinking like this, you should chant Hare Krishna. And hear always Hari Katha. Yadi chera vasam brajbhuvi sharagam prati janu dvajandam tachet paricharitram arada pilise स्वरूपं सीरूपं सहगणमिह तस्याग्रजमपि स्फुटं प्रेम्णा नित्यं स्मरप नमो तदात्तं शृणुमना. इफ यू लाइक टू बी इन वृंदावन फॉर एवर. फॉर एवर मीन्स एटर्नली गिविंग अप दिस बॉडी, गिविंग अप दर सूक्ष्म शरीर, सूक्ष्म शरीर मन बुद्धि अहंकार चित्त एवरीथिंग. And then you want to serve Radha and Krishna forever. Then with a rag, rag means with mahabhav, prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag and rag, you want to serve Radha and Krishna. Then in this world you should practice bhakti, especially calling always to Swarup, Sri Rup, Sahagana, Raghunath, Jeev Goswami, Gopal Bhatt, all, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, up to our last Guru, Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, a bona fide Guru, we can also call them. No? But Swarupam and Rupam, best, it has been given praise so much. Always try to remember Swarup Damodar and call weeping. O Swarup Goswami, O Rupa Goswami, O Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, I want your mercy, causeless mercy. Always weeping, remembering him, doing pranam, nama, and all these things. Because they are so powerful. Swarup Damodar is himself Lalita, and Rupa Goswami, Rukmanjari, and all other slaves. So powerful. If you praise them, at once they will come. They are always with us, if you pray him. Don't see that it has gone 500 years before they have come, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not here now. No, don't think. They are so much powerful as Krishna. They can give Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they can give so much and very high quality of prem that Krishna will not give. If you want, Krishna will tell that you should take shelter of Srimati Radhika and Rupa and Lalita and all others, Sarup Damodar. If anyone used to come to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to tell that you should go to Raya Ramananda. From where I have taken all this, I have heard so many Harikatha. To Sarup Damodar, to Rupa, he will tell. So we should try to do like this. What is Ragatmika and Raganuga? They have given here. Don't speak other than Harikatha to anyone, not chattering. Chattering?
Chattering.
Not chattering. Not duplication, hypocrisy. Not of worldly things. Malli? Because it will take your mind in worldly things. A very little story. Two brothers, both were friends also, and they were also sadhus. Once they went to a town, the elder went at a temple, and nearby a temple, a prostitute used to live there. So many persons used to come there, and he was saying that all are going to prostitute. Oh, all are so silly, stupid, nonsense. And he was saying. Always he was telling like this. And another, the younger, went to any place, very bad place, but he was saying, oh, my elder brother is so fortunate that he has gone to temple and always chanting Hari name and doing. I am so
bad
that I cannot take Hari name. Oh, when a day will come, I will chant Hare Krishna like my elder brother. In the same moment, death came of the elder brother. Jamdut came to him and told that, now you are going to take your atma, soul. He told that, oh, I am not thy person. The prostitute and the persons, you should take them to Jamala, the place of Jama. He said, no, you are this person. Always watching and looking towards her and telling and always remembering her. So you are the person, I will take you to Jamala. That person who was her younger brother, the Dut of Vishnu Dut came and took them to Vaikuntha. Understand by this? So we should not
criticize.
We should not criticize anyone. Whether it's prostitutes or anyone. We will chant always Hare Nam, Hare Krishna, hear Hari Katha. And if you will have to discuss anything about Krishna, his Hari Katha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, the mercy of the Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Goswami, and Raghunath Goswami and all other gurus in disciplic orders, we should not take all these things. Katha Mukti Vyakra, don't speak of Mukti, don't follow Mukti. It is like tiger. It will take you and get you. It will go away, so far away from bhakti. Also you will have to give up the service of Lakshmi. Lakshmi Narayan. We'll have to give up of Ram and Sita. We'll have to give up Varkadhish and Rukmini and Satyabhama, Bhartana. We'll have also to give up Mathuresh Krishna. The Krishna who has no relation of father and mother to Nanda and Yashoda, having no cock feather here, peacock's feather, and Bansi here on mouth, lips. And he has no relation with Gopa and Gopis. We don't worship him. Only worship to Radha and Krishna. Brajandanandan Shyam Sundara Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajeshatane. So, then Krishna will come. Otherwise, we have so many to worship. He will not come. So, one pointed. This should be one pointed. Only one Brajesh Krishna. Sixth sloka I want to read and to explain something. Prodhat kapatakuti nati bharakara charnamutresh natpa dasi katham atmanam apiman sadagandharva giridharpada prema vilasat sudham bhodos natpa samapi nitarang mancha sukhaya. If lust, anger, six things, kaam, krodh, love, mad, moh, marsalya, have gone away. The first sloka of Upadeshamritam. Manasa, krodhavat, krodhavegam, manvega, jivaveg, udarveg, upasthaveg, all has gone, even. But kapatta is there. Kapatta means hypocrisy is there. Dambh is there. We'll have to give up this dambha, hypocrisy. Oh, dust.
Wicked mind.
You have taken the path of bhakti. But you are following hypocrisy. Why you are doing so? You should not rule like this. Yes, hypocrisy has a big meaning and deep meaning also. So he will tell. It is like an ass urine. If you take bath on that urine, your body will be spoiled. It will burn. So keep up. And you should try to take bath in the Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna. It is like nectar. Very, very, very sweet and powerful than even nectar. So he is telling that, what is that kapatata? Kapatta means hypocrisy. There are three kinds of sadhak. Sadhak means those who are practicing bhakti shastra. There are three kinds. Swanisht, parinishthit and nirpeksha. What is swanishtha? Those who are living in varnashram, following varnashram. They are following the rules and regulations of varnashram dharma. And they have given up all the what has been told unfavorable for bhakti. They have given up. but they have some hypocrisy there. We have given up all these things, no eating eggs, meat, fat, lesson. We are not meeting with the worldly peoples who are always in vishay,
sense enjoyment.
Sense enjoyment, we are not doing. But yet, we have some hypocrisy. What is that hypocrisy? We tell that we are bhakta. We think that we are bhakta. But yet, tasting so much good, tasteful Mahaprasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to give tasteful sweets and all delicious Mahaprasad to bhakta, not taking himself. Only he used to take shark, you know?
Spinach. Spinach, samadhi.
The lips, boiled, only boiled lips, with some hot namak, salt, or without salt. Rupa Goswami, without salt, he used to take something, nothing else. But we, sometimes giving up temples, prasadam, we go to very rich and high classes of disciples' home, and so many delicious we take. Oh, you have offered? Yes, I have offered. Oh, bring. So many. Laddu, puda, kachaudi, malpua, everything. We should not take all these things. This is hypocrisy. Take only to keep your life very simple. Okay. Don't do so. Don't take the luxurious things. I've seen so many devotees, golden chair, golden
what?
So goods, everything. A grihastha cannot maintain all these things. They're all these things so high. Of a resham or I don't know, even know. So high classes of all these. Oh, if you are brahmachari, sannyasi, we can take all these things. Never you should think. No? If you want to do bhajan and to have the service of Radha Krishna and Braja, try always to be very far away from all these things. Luxurious all these things. If anyone very bona fide Vaishnava comes, we don't try to honor him. And we try to honor the persons who are so rich. So rich. He can give anything. So all this. Come on. Give him all the bona fide Vaishnava. Nothing to do with them. So we do this so much service to all these silly persons, bogus persons. Ne? Mayabadi also, who has propounded here. We call sometimes in our meetings Bombaywali actresses, so beautiful and dancing and so well known in India. What use? Any of our disciple guru has done this? We should not do like this. If a rich man person comes, he is honored so much. But a very beautiful and a very high classes of Vaishnava comes, we don't honor him. These are hypocrisies. If you want real bhakti, we should give up all these things. Whether you are a grihastha Vaishnava are what? Sannyasi, brahmachari.
Detached or renounced.
Any kind of person. Don't try to collect more dhan,
wealth.
Money collect something, that our life will be maintained easily. It is for grihastha. And found renounce order, nothing. Nothing. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatana. We should do. Know that this mandir, temple, and all the wealth is of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna. We are only servant. If you will take more, you will be punished. And what? You will smashed. They are looking behind us. What he is doing? They are always have lies. Like he is as a sakshi and he is watching them. So we should try to be like this. These are hypocrisies. We are taking the name of Krishna. We are begging every door to door, yeah, I want to serve Krishna and Gurudev and Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We
collect
so much and give 1/4 of that for to Gurudev or Vaishnava, or 3/4 we get to maintain ours. This is a maha
offense.
So much of that. We should not do all these things. What you take, give to Gurudev and Vaishnavas and to Radha Krishna use. Otherwise you will be responsible for one prize also. There is more bigger computer in with him. He has. Being there, so much big and powerful computer is. He knows everything what you are doing. So don't do all these hypocrisy. You should not also. Has spent any? That should be given. जल्दी से देख लाना तुम उठा लो. If you have some wealth and we are the manager or anything of the temple, or if you are grihastha, don't spend all anything which are not useful. Not useful. We are doing Janmashtami. And 1 lakh or 2 lakh rupees we are only spending on lightning. What is this? We should get all these things. It is the wealth of our Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Guru. So properly it should be spent. Don't learn anything to do any tarka-vitarka.
Argument.
Or for argument. Your heart should be so simple to hear and right here. And try to establish your heart in that thing. Like one day Dronacharya told all the boys, five Pandavas and 100 brothers of Duryodhana, that I am giving lesson, that such bolo, speak truth, and be ready for tomorrow, and I will ask you. Duryodhana tell, I can tell even now, no use of tomorrow for tomorrow. They are reminded this thing. Still, Dronacharya told that go and be prepared and come. Next day, he told that who has remembered this sloka, this thing? All raised handed. Only Yudhishthira not. He told to Yudhishthira, you have not remembered this thing? No, I have not. Why? I have not still begun this thing, to speak truth. I don't know what is true and what is untrue. So you should tell me what is true and what is untrue. This body is untrue, I know. This world is untrue, I know. Who is true? Then he told us, very good, very good. You have understood something. Krishna is true. His words are true. Soul is true. You should know. All are false, like false. So, we should not learn anything to do
argument.
Tadviddhi pranipayatena parparshnena sevaya. Go to Gurudev in simple way, in harmony way. And if you see that he is bona fide Gurudev, then he must be served. Vishamena gorau seva. With visham. Visham means as a beloved, as a friend he should be. Give your heart in the lotus feet of that person, bona fide Guru Vaishnava. You can ask some question in harmony, not challenging. As very good, very, he is telling his, we can give up our father, mother, children. We can give up our wealth. We can give up worldly everything. Also our wives. Especially in Western countries, to divorce wife and husband, nothing. Is like this, Mandi. In India, something. But now the Western wind is going also there. So he is telling that. Pratishtha means?
Fame
and fame is serious. We can give up all these things. But this pratishtha, understand you all? Pratishtha. Name and fame. Very, very hard to give up all. Where it lives? In the corner of, very corner, deep in corner it lives. Even we don't know, something a higher person can realize. We cannot know. Guru can see you and see your pulse and he will know that where it is chipi hui hai,
hiding.
Very hard. If you want to serve Radha and Krishna and Gurudev, then you should give up all this and very carefully. This is the root of all evils, which will bring offense. It will bring so many anarths, and for this we can give up Hari Bhakti forever. So very dangerous this type. Then those who are higher than this, there is hypocrisy also in them. Those who have taken renounce order, but outwardly, not inwardly. Sannyas is not a thing to be taken outwardly. And we see the fruits of this. This is a very big, dangerous hypocrisy. We see that so many devotees living with their Gurudevs for 20 years, more than 25 years, and they fell down. So many renowned persons. Apt not to. How many and who fell down? No? So don't try to be outwardly one, inwardly. If you will have any attachment with Krishna, with heart, and we have a relation that Krishna is mine, I am of Krishna, then it will go away. Otherwise not. So, we are in renounce order, having the danda. What is danda? It is Narayan. We have taken this Narayan danda, that you should watch and give me punishment. If I am doing anything wrong, but outwardly we are saying. We are doing nonsense things, disobeying all. Vaishnavas, Gurudev, doing avagya to Gurudev, but Gurudev does not mind which we are doing it. We should not do all these things. So, outwardly we are sannyasi, and inward we are so much entangled on our sense gratification. No? Being renounce order, being brahmachari, but they want to be satkarmi. Satkarmi, you know? Satkarmi?
Pious activities.
Activities. We have not come to do pious activities or anything. Like, we want to make Vrindavan so high. So high. Are you should try to make your heart so high. No? After 200 years, if you are decorating and spending $2,000 crore to make Vrindavan like London, like parks here and there, so many decorated things. One banya aegi, bad.
Flood
will come and it will do upset. All trees will be dry. You can go to Nandagao and see lakhs and lakhs tamal trees and kadam trees. Dry. Only bubble trees are there. All the peacocks ruined, cuckoo bird. We cannot see now deers there. So try to make our hearts Vrindavan. And for this, sadhu sangha is most essential. So we should try to be in the guidance of more bona fide sadhu sangha. But someone, they don't like to be associate Suddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta. They want to be Satkarmi, Jnani, Yogi and Vishayi. They want their son. They want rich persons association. So we should forget all these things and try to develop our this heart. Like the modes of Roop and Sanatan, Raghunath, our Gurudev. Your Gurudev. Those who are all more advanced, for them also there is some hypocrisy hidden behind them, and it is very hard to investigate. So hard. So, he is Vaidya. Vaidya?
Doctor.
Very qualified doctor. He knows very, very little things. Like Indians, Vaidya many doctors, at first they used to so qualified that there was a lady, very kishori, and he had some pain in her stomach, and he went to a very qualified Vaidya. But the Vaidya has promised that I will not give my fingers to any lady's body. Understand? I will not touch any lady. Lady was weeping. He thought that, what should I do? He thought, bind her hand here by a very thin thread, you know? Sutta. And take me to that thread. And he took that thread in his hands here. And pulse beating and everything. He saw about that thread. And he treated her. And she became very soon How qualified that is. So, Raghunath Das Goswami in this line is of high class of Vaidya doctor. We should obey. Then all our disease will go away. Otherwise, it will not go. First thing is that he is telling, he is giving some
advice
that don't think that I am a very qualified Vaishnava. It should be given at once. Simple things, but very difficult to give up. It will not do. I can give some good lecture. It will not do. So you should not think that I have become a very bona fide Vaishnava. Give up this idea. Otherwise, please will take any examination and you fall flat. Like Haridas Thakur, he will send anyone, but Haridas Thakur was bona fide Krishna Parikar, so he was not fell down. Otherwise, any person like Indra, Brahma can fell down. Nar can fell down from there. So don't think that you are a bona fide Vaishnava or Guru. But to tell of Guru, you shouldn't think that you are a bona fide Vaishnava if you want to achieve all these things. And actually we will see that you are not bona fide. I am not bona fide. Bona fide Guru will not tell that I am a Vaishnava. He cannot tell. This is the first symptoms of that Vaishnava. He will very humble. He will go pranam to all. So be so. Be like this. He will not have anything for tomorrow. Penniless. Like Rupa Sanatana. Oh, I am giving teaching to young ladies always, being amongst them. Don't do. You should treat them like your daughter, your mother, your sister. And only at the time of teaching you can take. You can be nearer. Otherwise you should, lady devotees should be, they should be separate, and lady and the gentlemen should be. Don't mix so much, don't laugh, don't joke, don't do all these things. Always do pranam to them, like sisters, elder sister, mother, and even to that. This she is my daughter. Like this. Don't talk in alone with them. If you are in renowned order or brahmachari, be very careful for this. Give him up temples to collect money. Always going to rich persons and flattering them. Oh, you are very bona fide Vaishnava. I know you are the heart of Vaishnavas. You are serving so much. And he will be something. Kyabo. Dravit ho jayega.
Attachment.
His heart. And especially to widows. They have so much wealth. They will go, and mother, sister. And they will die at once. We should not do like this. I am doing bhajan, but always busy for collecting money. Always. A renounced person should not. Always. What is needed, we should do. We can collect. But always day and night thinking, years and whole life thinking how to manage money, 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 more money, more money. Big, big plans of lakhs and quoted dollars and all these things against them. When we have time to chant Hare Krishna with tears, melted hearts, when it will come? Both cannot live in a one, what?
Short case.
Do talwar ek man mein nahi rahegi.
Two swords
will not be in one case. Yeah. No? Will not live. So these two swords against each other, they cannot live in one heart. So one should be driven. Only we are giving something, praising.
Something.
Only to base,
dress.
Outer dress, those who are giving. Any sannyasi comes, we are giving so much honor to him. But if a grihast, but more qualified than that, then what should we do? We should honor him also. In bhakti, those who are higher rank, in bhakti, they should be honored more. No sannyasi, naham varni na cha grihapatir no vanastho jatirva, kintu praddhan nikhila paramananda purunamritapte. Jai bhaja sei bado. Those who are higher in bhakti, they should be honored more. So, I have told so many things, but time is over, and my last date here in England. We should try to follow, and try always to develop our hearts, and develop our devotion. We have not come to, in this world, and in this line, to struggle for all these things, for any party, for anything. We have come to Sat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. And to serve bona fide Vaishnavas we have come. There is no party in this. We are all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parivar. Parivar, you know?
Family.
We are all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who are taking shelter, all are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Followers and family, we should respect them. And those who are higher, we should try to take shelter in their lotus feet and hear Harikatha and all teachings from them. This will do.
Elevators.
We will, I think then, again we will meet. I think that most of you will go to India in Kartik month. And if you will not go, by mind you should go. And if I am all right, my health permits me, I may come next year also. Vaishnava. I know that I have come by the grace of Swamiji, mercy of Swamiji. He had dragged me here. I know this. Because I was penniless person, my English is so poor. He has taken me here. And that is why I have come here. All the places I will go to take the lotus dust of Swamiji's lotus feet. I am nothing to do any hypocrisy, I will not go. And I will help those who are, will want help. Because Swamiji has ordered me that you should help. I think that ISKCON is my, I want to help them, those who are needy actually. And I want to fulfill the desire of Swamiji. So, if I have done anything wrong, you should forgive me for that thing. And to go on. Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya.